House Republicans introduce resolution to censure Donald Trump. By Sean Moran on January 12, 2021. Six House Republicans introduced a resolution Tuesday to censure President Donald Trump for trying to prevent the certification of the 2020 elections and allegedly incite rioters last week. Reps. Tom Reed, RNY, Young Kim, RCA, Fred Upton, Army, John Curtis, RUT, Peter Meyer, Army, and Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, introduced a resolution in their attempt to hold the president accountable and try to calm the nation after the riots emerged while Congress certified the 2020 election results. The House Republicans introduced the resolution as the House prepared to vote on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. The House will vote later this week on articles of impeachment in another attempt to remove Trump. Both measures will fail, as Pence will not move to invoke the 25th Amendment and impeachment will likely fail in the Senate. The House Republicans said in statements that they must hold the president accountable for his actions. Reid said, "This is an important step to hold the president accountable. Congress must make clear that it rejects extremism and condemns the president's actions. We will continue to push for congressional leaders to work with us on investigating the events surrounding this dark period in our history and make sure it never happens again with the public's trust in our democratic institutions restored." Fitzpatrick said, "President Trump's attempts to undermine the outcome of the 2020 election have been unconscionable. The combination of a false information campaign coupled with inflammatory rhetoric led to the devastation that I was a personal witness to on the House floor on January 6th. His actions threatened the integrity of our democracy, Congress, and his own vice president. For months, President Trump has been lying to the American people with false information and giving his supporters false expectations. The election is over. Joe Biden will be sworn in as President of the United States on January 20, 2021. President Trump's actions, behavior, and language are unacceptable and unbecoming of the office he holds for the next 8 days. A peaceful transfer of power from one presidential administration to the next is the bedrock of the American Republic. Last Wednesday, that bedrock was almost destroyed. President Donald Trump must be held accountable for his actions, and a censure is appropriate," Upton said. Kim, who was elected this November, said, "The violence that our nation witnessed on Wednesday was abhorrent and resulted in an assault on law enforcement, lives lost and many more put in danger. These rioters must be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The president also misled many Americans to believe that the outcome of the election could change on January 6th, when that simply was not true, and must be held accountable for his role. I believe censuring the president after his actions helps hold him accountable and could garner wide bipartisan support, allowing the House to remain united during some of our nation's darkest days. I'm proud to join Rep. Fitzpatrick and others in introducing this resolution today." She added, "Like many of my colleagues, I came to Washington promising to bridge the divide. I hope both parties can acknowledge our role in perpetuating division and come together to support this effort and move forward for our constituents in the nation." Read the House Republicans' resolution to censure Trump here. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.